First of all, some good news. Yesterday, we reported that Chapel Hill police were searching for Carzette Lennon, a 46-year-old man who'd been missing for about a month. Yesterday evening, police reported that Lennon has been safely located. Chapel Hill Town Council meets tonight at 6:30 in the Chapel Hill Public Library. Tops on their agenda, council members will get an update on the town's complete community development strategy, and they'll discuss possible pilot projects to advance that strategy, including North Estes Drive, the Midtown Plaza area, and Northern Chapel Hill near Timberline. You can get the full agenda for tonight's meeting online at townofchapelhill.org. And if you're curious about last night's public meeting on the Legion Road property, we'll have a full report on that later this week. In Raleigh, strong words from lawmakers in a committee meeting yesterday after a new report showed only 47% of North Carolina third graders hit proficiency levels in end-of-year reading tests last year. That's up from 43% the year before, but still way down from 57% in 2019. That was the last full school year before the pandemic. Some lawmakers in that meeting said even 57% is not nearly enough. The good news is that students do appear to be coming back after two disrupted school years. 63% of first graders were reading proficient. That's nearly back to 2019 levels and way up from just 38% the year before. That class of first graders last year is now in second grade, and while just 38% hit their proficiency levels after first grade, 57% hit the mark this year. That is still down from a couple years ago, though. One more bit of news from Raleigh. Yesterday, the State Board of Elections unanimously voted to certify the results of the 2020 midterm, so the election is officially over in North Carolina. And yesterday in Washington, the U.S. Senate passed a landmark bill codifying protections for same-sex marriage. The final vote was 61 to 36. Most Republicans voted no, but 12 voted yes, including North Carolina's two GOP senators, Tom Tillis and Richard Burr. They were both yes votes. That bill now heads to the House with a vote likely next week. Now we head to campus for an unusual story from the world of sports. UNC is fondly known as the University of National Champions, with a total of 58 team and individual titles in varsity athletics. That's varsity athletics. UNC's club sports don't count in that total, but they compete for national titles too, and last week they won another one. With a closer look at UNC pickleball, here's 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell.
Dozens of people gathered at center court of a facility in Dripping Springs, Texas on November 19th as the 2022 Duper Pickleball Collegiate National Championship was wrapping up.
Championship point for North Carolina right here.
UNC led two sets to Utah Tech's one and got the serve for the title.
And they did it! All of their fans storm the court right now.
UNC's team of four, made up of Sarah Carpenter, Caitlin Lewis, Hunter Boyd, and Colin Schick, posed for photos with the trophy and $10,000 scholarship prize. The quartet breezed through its group stage matches against Ohio State, Michigan, and Grand Canyon University, as well as a semifinal match against James Madison. In an interview this week with 97.9 The Hill, Carpenter said when Duper, which is the dynamic universal pickleball rating system, announced a collegiate tournament, the UNC club team jumped at the chance to sign up. The student organization, which has been around for more than a year on campus, held fundraising tournaments to pay for 12 members of the team to accompany that quartet who competed in Dripping Springs. But Carpenter said the demand to play on campus reaches far beyond that immediate group.
We have like 70 people that have paid dues and come to practice. Our GroupMe has like 300 people in it. So there's a lot of people at least interested in pickleball at the university.
Pickleball is largely seen as the fastest growing sport in the United States. The U.S. Pickleball Association reports that after initially skewing to 55 years old and up players, the mix of tennis, badminton, and ping pong is now steadily growing in popularity with younger players. Carpenter first tried the sport with her father in Stillwater, Oklahoma. The PhD student at Carolina said she remembers traveling back before the COVID-19 pandemic and learning about the sport based on a man in their neighborhood.
That's like how everybody starts in some regard. They know somebody probably who played at the Y. He said, hey, there's a sport called pickleball. We think you all need to like paint lines in the cul-de-sac so we can play this game.
Carpenter didn't begin to regularly play in Chapel Hill until January 2021, when she joined the pickleball community that plays at Ephesus Park as a way to let off steam during the pandemic. Her connection with that community not only fueled her interest in playing for the UNC club, but also led her to have a deeper connection with the town and its residents. The UNC graduate student said while the national pickleball fervor is clear, she's unsure whether it will continue to build and cement itself among the top sports in the country. But for Carpenter and many others, the appeal is simple. It doesn't take long to learn, it has a passionate community, and it can be flexible to one's level of competitiveness. Carpenter said with her background in other sports, she's embraced trying to get better, but respects those who prefer casual play.
Anybody with like athletic ability, it becomes more of a sport rather than an activity, but it can be both, which I think is cool.
One of the rewards for winning the collegiate title on November 19th, according to Carpenter, was then playing some recreational matches with professional players at the Dripping Springs facility. She said those experiences and lessons were great, especially since the UNC club team initially missed a bus ride after its win.
They had a bus going back and forth between like the hotel and the facility. And I think we just like didn't quite know what to do with ourselves. Like after we like won, we like chatted with our team, we took all the pictures, and then we were like, now what? And I think throughout all of that, like we missed the bus back. So that was kind of funny.
While the national and collegiate pickleball landscape is still taking shape, Carpenter said the UNC club team has visions of continuing its success so far. In the short term, she said the program's goal is to become an official club sport at UNC and to continue to work with the university on creating permanent pickleball courts. Looking ahead, Carpenter acknowledged other programs and college players will improve, but said the Tar Heels hope to be right back competing for that title again.
Just because we won this year, I don't think we're very like comfortable saying, okay, yeah, with exactly how we are right now, we could win again next year. I think we all still, even though we won, like feel a drive of like, I want to keep improving.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
And time is 6:14. Time now for sports, brought to this hour by All About Insurance. We're 4 days out from the ACC Championship game, and all ACC honors are in for 10 UNC football stars, led by quarterback Drake May, wide receiver Josh Downs, and linebacker Cedric Gray, who all made the first team. Two Tar Heels earned second team honors, cornerback Storm Duck and Josh Downs again, this time as an all-purpose back. Third team honors went to wide receiver Antoine Green, tackle Asim Richards, and punter Ben Kiernan, and Bryson Nesbitt, Corey Gaynor, and power Eccles all got honorable mention. Not the only honors for Josh Downs and Cedric Gray. Downs was also named a first-team All-American by Pro Football Focus, and Gray made the second team. And off the field, junior wide receiver Tylee Kraft has won this year's Disney Spirit Award, which goes to the most inspirational figure in college football. Kraft has been publicly battling lung cancer all year. In women's soccer, four Tar Heels have been named the All-Atlantic Region team by United Soccer coaches. Tori Hansen and Sam Meza made the first team, Avery Patterson made the second team, and Allie Sentner was named the third team. In tennis, Tar Heels Ryan Segerman and Fiona Crawley have been selected to represent Team USA at the Master UBNP Paribas Championships this weekend in France. That's an international competition featuring the top college players from eight countries. Segerman and Crawley are two of just six Americans chosen to compete. And the NCAA has named UNC as this week's Women's Basketball Team of the Week after the Tar Heels knocked out fifth-ranked Iowa State to win the Phil Knight Invitational in Oregon. Both the women and the men are in Indiana this week for the final installment of the ACC Big Ten Challenge, with the men facing the Hoosiers tonight at 9:15 and the women facing Indiana tomorrow at 6. With your ACC Big Ten Challenge preview, here's 97.9 The Hill's Michael Coe.
Opportunity awaits in Bloomington. But for the UNC men's and women's basketball teams, it's a different type of opportunity. For the men, it's a chance to reassert their claim as one of the elite teams in the country after a humbling weekend in Portland. The Tar Heels went 1-2 in the Phil Knight Invitational, losing to both Iowa State and Alabama. UNC then fell from number 1 all the way to number 18 in the AP poll, an unprecedented drop for a top-ranked team. Wednesday night's game at number 10 Indiana will provide a chance for the program's first ranked win and first Power 5 win of the young season. But despite the turn for the worse out west, head coach Hubert Davis remained as positive as ever after the 4 overtime loss to the Crimson Tide.
You know, at the end of the day, Alabama made one more play than we did. And, you know, walked in the locker room and a number of the guys had their head down, and I told them to pick their head up. I said, I'm just as disappointed in terms of the final outcome, but I can't be any more proud of them.
And while some Carolina fans may be hitting the panic button on Davis's team, the second-year head coach, as he did last season, preached both caution and patience.
I know we left this tournament 1-2, but why would I be discouraged about the way that we competed and played? That would be negligent on my part to walk away and think that this is a disappointment. Second of all, it's only November. It's a long season. I feel like we're taking steps forward to be the best that this year's team can be.
On the women's side, head coach Courtney Banghart's Tar Heels had an outstanding weekend in Portland, defeating two ranked teams to win the event. The championship against number 5 Iowa State included a 17-point comeback, the largest against a Power 5 team since Banghart came to Chapel Hill. Junior guard Deja Kelly scored 29 points in the win against the Cyclones. She was named both tournament MVP and ACC Player of the Week for her efforts. With a road trip to the new number 5, Indiana, looming on Thursday night, Kelly said this past weekend is a building block.
It feels great to see us kind of coming together in this way on the road against top ranked teams. I think it's a great feeling for anybody. And we're gonna sit in that for tonight. And then by tomorrow, it's on to the next and on to another ranked opponent on the road. So we're only gonna keep getting better from here and learn from it. But obviously it feels pretty good to win this tournament.
Banghart, who like Kelly is also constantly looking ahead, nevertheless said she had to take a few moments to appreciate Carolina's accomplishments in Oregon.
You don't get many chances, right, to be a top 10 team and play a top 10 team. That's not lost on me, who spent a lifetime doing this. It's never happened for me, actually, and I'm quite old. And so we know how rare that is. And so to have an opportunity to do it and then to perform like that, it's really special. And so as much as I'm so wired to go to the next, I want these guys to really sit in it and know what they just did. This was pretty big.
How quickly things can change. After Banghart had never coached in a top 10 game before this year, now she'll coach in 2 in a row. The Tar Heels do not have a top 10 victory in a true road environment under Banghart. But as this young season has shown, there's a first time for everything. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.
And we're going to have both games for you right here on 97.9 The Hill. Beginning tonight with the men taking on Indiana, coverage begins at 7:30 this evening with countdown to tip-off. In hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes got a road win last night, 3-2 in overtime over Pittsburgh. The Canes are back in action tomorrow night at 8, still on the road at St. Louis. And finally, while we started our sports report with accolades for Tar Heel players, a little less laudatory for UNC football, the Tar Heel dropped 6 spots to number 23 in this week's college football playoff rankings. Their ACC championship game opponent, Clemson, dropped 1 spot to number 9.